Want to attend the legendary Thrive Time Show Business Workshop for free? Subscribe on iTunes, leave an objective review, and send us confirmation at info@thrivetimeshow.com to claim your tickets. Want to live in a van down by the river? Come by and see us at our Riverwalk offices, and we'll be able to make your dreams come true.
All right, Thrive Nation, our next podcast, what we're talking about now, our next edition of the Thrive Time Show broadcast, we're talking about what would Steve Case say to you? What would Steve Case say to you? Who is Steve Case? And why do we even care? Steve, do you remember back in the day, if you're old enough, you'll remember this. Do you remember how like every day you would open up your mail, Chup, and it seemed like you got in the mail a CD,
yep.
a compact disc from America Online?
AOL.
Do you remember that?
I do remember it, yep.
Okay.
I was probably 12.
Let me just give you a little fun factoid. New Kids on the Block, the legendary pop group that's now touring again.
What's in the middle?
The white stuff.
Oh, little Weird Al remix
there.
Nice.
Okay.
So New Kids on the Block, they sold 80 million albums. Now, 80 million compact discs. Steve Case says he does not remember. He's gone on the record to say, I don't remember the total number of compact discs that our company sent out, but he does remember that their internal goal was to spend 10% of the lifetime revenue of a new subscriber to get a new subscriber to America Online. And he believes that his company spent just over $300 million on mailing out those discs at a cost of about 75 cents per one. So it could be speculated that Steve Case literally mailed everyone in America. The American population right now stands at around 360 million people. So it looks like he probably mailed a compact disc to every single American once. But because he was smart, he actually just mailed to ideal and likely buyers and homes where they could afford it. So check this out. At one point, before America Online was sold, they produced 50% of all of the compact discs on the planet.
And that was like peak compact disc season, too.
You understand that half of all the compact discs on the planet had the America Online logo on it.
Crazy.
So this is what's crazy. Steve Case went on to say, he's on record of saying, at one point, we were logging in new subscribers at a rate of 1 every 6 seconds. Remember that phrase? You've got mail. Mm-hmm. You've got mail. Remember that? You've got mail. They made a movie about it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You've got mail.
Tom Hanks?
This was Steve Case making this happen. So fun fact, Steve Case started working at a company called the Quantum Computer Services Company in 1985 at the age of 26. He co-founded this company, Quantum Computer Services. Little fun facts, but also, he actually went to the same high school as Barack Obama. Did you know that there? Yeah. Did you know he went to the same school?
I did not know that.
Yes, in Hawaii. So, a little fun factoid for you. So, he started a company at the age of 26 and grew it. Obviously, America Online became a major, major corporation and really made the internet available for most people. So, here's some advice, some notable quotables from Steve Case. So I'm going to read them to you, and I'd like to get, Marshall, I'd like to get your take and break these down. Here we go. Steve Case says, we knew we couldn't win a round in hand-to-hand combat. It required more of a guerrilla marketing strategy. For us, that meant great products, including a consumer-friendly interface and application. He's trying to convince people to use the internet. And so he said he had to create a consumer-friendly interface application. Why should everybody out there design your products to work for a third grader?
Because most people can't figure out anything beyond that. We have smartphones now that are making people dumb,
right.
Okay? And so when you use your smartphone, your IQ level drops to the level of that of a third grader.
Because you're being distracted all
the time.
That's
right.
The average person, according to Psychology Today, is interrupted over 70 times per day by their smartphone.
And Steve Jobs was obsessed about this concept.
Yes.
He said it can only have one button.
Right.
Because people can't handle more than one
button. They can't figure it out.
And so you have to make it user-friendly, because whoever makes their product and their buying experience the easiest, that is who will win the business of consumers.
So if your customers can't figure out your pricing model, I believe you need to fix your pricing model.
If you can't communicate how much what they want to buy in two sentences, one sentence.
Right.
If you can't say, this is how much it costs, and it's as simple as that, then it's too complicated.
I think the underlying thought in this whole thing is you got to be empathetic with the buyer, right?
Yes.
Think of it from their point of view, from their shoes.
You know, as an example, our business coaching program, if you said, well, what is it? I would say we teach you the proven path, and we provide you a team to help you execute it for less money than it would cost you to hire even one $8.25 per hour employee.
Exactly.
If you said elephant in the room, what is it? It's like a country club for men's hair. It's
exactly.
A high-end men's grooming experience. The next notable quotable he talks about is only hunting elephants. Steve Case has said, I'm only interested in big ideas that aren't easy to execute. These take a long time to get going, but when they do, you can see light at the end of the tunnel, showing you how big and game-changing the business can be, and therefore they're good investments. More important, they could become transformative forces in terms of improving people's lives. Marshall, he doesn't want to get rich quick. He wants things that take a long time to have success.
He's only interested in things that aren't easy to execute. Now, I find this very interesting.
That's how I am, by the way.
Yeah, things that are not easy to execute.
I'm glad. I tell John all the time, I'm glad it's hard to do to build Thrive, because if it was easy, it would have already been done.
That's right.
This is my last thing I'm doing. I'm not going to try to do it. I'm serious. I'm just telling John, this is my thing. That's all I want to do is build Thrive. So yeah. But if it was easy, everyone would have done it. Now, this is the next thing he says here, Chuck. He says, you got to build a great team. He says, to maximize value, spend as much time as you can assembling the best team that really complements your skill set and can lead a little bit into where you're heading, not just where you are. You got to build a great team, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, your product is not going, your service is not going to sell itself, right? If you want to scale your business, you're going to have team members that you can rely on to put a good face and represent your brand.
This is the next notable quotable, the final notable quotable from Steve Case. We're going to break that on today's show. He says, great businesses take a decade.
Oh my gosh.
To create. Yes, yes, Steve Case is the man. He's the man, because I say this all the time, and I remember this. I'm like, where did I originally get that idea? Because I get it through osmosis, just by us. When you read enough autobiographies, you realize that that's the path. But I was like, who said that though? So Steve Case says, in my experience, really big ideas often take a decade to reach fruition.
Ooh.
Tesla took 10 years to make a profit. Amazon took 9 years to make a profit. FedEx took 9 years to make a profit. Ted Turner took 12 years to make a profit with CNN. ESPN took the guys well over a decade. This is crazy. They actually launched the thing in 1978, didn't make a profit till 1985, but they were stewing on that idea forever before they launched. Walt Disney took him over a decade to make a profit, and he lost it all multiple times. Marshall, for somebody out there that wants to get rich quick, help vaccinate them. Help them embrace the stoic mentality that does take a decade to build a big something.
There is no such thing as get rich quick. There is something called get rich slow.
Yes.
We will teach you the best practice systems. You will learn from mentors and not your own mistakes.
We can help you turn around a dysfunctional business in about 18 months. 12 months, the fastest I've ever seen it is like 3 months. That's just because the client was a very diligent doer. But we cannot help you get rich quick in 1 year. You can't get to the top of Google in 1 week.